Mission Network News 2-Minute Version, Friday, August 13th, 2004. 3, 2, 1. I'm Peter Brooks with Mission Network News. Topping the news, Kenya needs $97 million in drought relief to stave off famine. Food for the Hungry's Dave Evans says their teams have moved from long-term work back into the urgency of the present.
There are pockets where you had almost nothing produced, and so those are the villages and regions that we will be focusing on, that we will be targeting the most, is those who have almost had nothing. And in those cases, without outside assistance, there will be some severe malnutrition, probably loss of life.
Evan says they share the hope of Christ through practical ministry in Kenya. Meanwhile, short-term missions has always been a great tool for recruiting full-time missionaries, but it's becoming an even more important part of the equation now. Dan Branda is with the Association of Baptists for World Evangelism.
Our candidate seminar that we had this summer, 69 new missionaries were appointed under ABWE. In surveying them, 79% of them had been on cross-cultural missions trip for 2 to 4 weeks. So that's significant.
And finally, this month, Transworld Radio celebrates 40 years of broadcasting the hope of Christ from Bonaire. The mission currently airs programming on a local FM frequency and from its 100,000-watt AM station, which reaches the spiritually needy Cuba. Their aim is to share the gospel with as many people as possible and to instruct believers in biblical doctrine and daily Christ-like living. Continue to pray for those involved in ministry as they look forward to many more years. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like to receive a free copy of the book Practice of the Presence of God from Transworld Radio, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. It's a collection of conversations and letters that will help you draw closer to the Lord. You can also request it on our website, missionnetworknews.org. I'm Peter Brooks.